Well, good morning. 7:10, Brock Hunter.
Rick rolled on a Monday, huh?
You're right. Damn right we are. Rick rolling all of Southwest Michigan, and there's nothing you can do about it. Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. It is, we got to keep things moving. Why did I sound Italian?
I'm glad Rick, Ansley dance like that, because that's how I naturally dance. And now when people do it, they're like, oh, he's doing the impression.
Yeah.
He's doing the Rick roll.
Yeah.
Like,
they think you're doing it ironically. And it's really, no, that's how he dances. That's how he.
So thank you, Rick.
Gets down. Yes. It became mainstream. And now you're safe with your terrible dancing. Let's keep things moving. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it. Yeah. This is just what you want to hear when you're pushing 40. There's a new term for older millennials born in the early 80s, right after the Gen X cutoff. The term is geriatric millennial. That's right. A digital teamwork expert posted online and says anyone born between 1980 and 1985 falls in that category. But it's maybe not a bad thing, because it shows that you're a natural leader in 2021. So we're that weird group. Now, I was born in 86. However,
so you're out of it. Am I in it? I was 85.
So you were 85. So you are technically in it. However, this is how they describe geriatric millennials. We grew up with, we're good with computers, but we grew up in a world where people weren't glued to their phones yet. So unlike younger millennials, you don't lose your mind when someone leaves you a voicemail instead of texting. We can handle the new technology, but we also remember the days before it ruled everything. So that is the geriatric.
We got the best of both worlds there, you know? We really did, man. I didn't have an iPad, that's for sure.
Here's the thing. If I can say this for anyone, because I always used to make the joke about millennials, and then I realized, like, wait, I'm a millennial. What we got to do is stop getting lumped in with the Gen Zers and all of that. Because I'm sorry, they say kids born in like 96 are millennials, and I'm like, no. That is the later end. There's got to be something for kids born from like 96 and in between like 2010, that group. That's different. But I'm just tired of people dogging on millennials. We have been put through some trash, man. It's been tough. It's been a tough go. We're all broke. We're working these jobs.
Everything's expensive. Yeah. Why is everything so expensive? That's my number one complaint, I think, is like, dude, I'm not making enough money to pay for all this stuff.
You know why?
Yeah, it's just.
Here's what it is, because those effing baby boomers came through, all right? Mm. They lived it through decadence and all this big spending and big houses and jobs were paying well.
Nice.
And then they just ruined it all for us, right? The planet's dying. We don't make enough money, all right? We don't have flying cars yet. We got screwed, man. We're not going to be able to retire. So, yeah. I don't need that.
I just want the big house, the white picket fence, American dream in the 50s.
Can't afford it. It's been ruined, Hunter. No, instead, we have turtles with straws in their nose. Okay, that's what we got. And we got no ozone layer. Jeez. All right? The stock market's just garbage. Yet we're screwed, man. We're screwed. So that's why us as millennials, we're real negative, okay? We're real, real negative. It's all your damn fault, baby boomers.
Damn you.
Lastly, this is pretty crazy, man. I don't know if you heard anything about this, but Bill Gates is it's getting a little messy for old Gatesy boys.
Really?
Wall Street Journal reports that the last year Gates was pushed off of the board of Microsoft, which he co-founded, it was due to an inappropriate sexual relationship with a Microsoft employee. The engineer claimed in a letter that the affair with Gates started in 2000 and went on for years. Then it also got reported that Gates sent out emails to other Microsoft employees saying, like, hey, you should come to dinner with me, and if this makes you uncomfortable, pretend it never happened. And then add in the fact that Bill was exposed to having a chummy friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Now, look, I'm not saying he's guilty, but it's not turning up aces for Bill Gates.
It's just so wild, dude. He had such like a good image, but it was all fake, huh?
Here's
he was paying for that image, huh?
Here's what I think it is, okay, is that he was a nerdy guy before, okay? And I'm not knocking nerds. Nerds do your thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I think he was a nerdy guy who then got super rich and powerful. And what's a nerdy guy going to do when he becomes super rich or powerful? He's either going to become...
Do things that nerdy people don't get just handed to him, I
exactly.
guess.
He's either going to become a sexual deviant... Or he's going to become a supervillain. I think Bezos is on the way to the supervillain route. I believe Gates maybe went the pervy route. But when you have billions of dollars, I mean, what else? I'm not saying if I became a billionaire.
Dude, we used to have the stories of Bill Gates making his kids pay for everything. You know, he's a responsible father. He's a family man. He's blah, 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 blah. It's all fake, huh?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Apparently. Now, again, I don't want to say the guy's guilty before we know, but it's not looking good. And I'm sure Melinda is seeing even more dollar signs at this point. She's like, oh, yeah.
Let's say.
Yeah, so, she's... She's getting a big
joke. Is this an employee, too, like seeing the dollar bills? Like, yeah, he just, you know, I'm going to get him.
Possibly, but why not do it before? You know what I mean? Unless you're being paid off, you know, unless now is the time to strike in between all the divorce settlements and everything while his.
Or
while
his pissed her off or something.
Yeah, while his wallet's already open, maybe. I don't know, but. I guess I never would have suspected this from Bill Gates. You know, when you see that guy in his, you know, New Balance shoes and his Walmart jeans and polo shirt, you're like, all right. But
it doesn't look like he's going to a strip club. That's for sure.
You know, like Jeffrey Epstein had that look, right? You know what I mean? Like, and maybe that's a terrible thing to say, but like,
super villain kind
of. You looked at that guy and you're like, all right, he's either a used car salesman or he's a sexual deviant. Either way, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of that. It's kind of that same line. You know what I mean? We've all seen it. It's like the guy you see in the movies with the slick back hair and the, you know, the thick gold chain, and he knows a guy that knows a guy. That has a real good deal on some slacks that fell off a truck, quote unquote. Like that kind of guy. You know what I mean?
It's like the guy in the Lifetime movie. He always starts out real nice, but you're like, that guy's
always
the murderer for sure.
You just know. Like, it's just, you know, it seems okay. Like, all right, maybe he's not a bad guy, but there's just something about him. There's just something about him. But I guess.
Watch out for those guys.
Yeah, watch out for those guys. But anyway. All right, so be careful, Bill Gates. It looks like you're going to be writing a lot of checks. That's it. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.